I'm sitting here next to my mother's dialysis station at the clinic next door to Cedar Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles. I flew down on Sunday night in order to escort my mom through the labyrinth of medical appointments she has Monday and Tuesday in an attempt to decipher why she continues to have brain seizures. It's mind-boggling for me to be in the world of Western medicine, let alone for someone whose mental health is compromised. I'm not really sure modern-day healthcare is such a worthy cause to fight for, or just a boon to the pharmaceutical industrial complex and the doctors, all of whom have offices in Beverly Hills. It's so cliche, really, but it's true. I am a devoted fan of alternative medicine and trust in the gifts of nature in their holistic plant forms, which in most, if not all cases, is the source of pharmaceutical medications. There are many who take Ambien to sleep, while I prefer chamomile, valerian, a hot bath, and a thundering orgasm. Yeah, I'm out like a light. Others, like my mother, might choose Zoloft or Zyprexa or Abilify for depression. But I like chocolate and music, the Pacific Ocean, St. John's wort, and the ever-magnificent cannabis. It's my effort, and a successful one so far, to stay out of the healthcare system and connected to the systems in nature and the social system, which is where I get my strength and vitality. Not because I'm arrogant or some hippie freak, it's because I'm afraid of side effects. I watched doctors experiment on my mother with the latest and greatest anti-di-dum-dum-dum, and I believe they're doing their best to help her, yet at this point, we really don't know where the side effects end and her symptoms begin. See, a number of her anti-anxiety medications have seizures as side effects, but they don't consider that suspect because she's on anti-seizure medications and anxiety is a side effect. There are 12 other medications on the list that I handed the emergency room doctor after her visit with her cardiologist appointment made her so anxious that she went into seizure. Side effects. I've been Googling side effects all morning, and the list is daunting. It reminds me of my new bumper sticker that says, "Ask your doctor if taking advice from a television commercial is good for you." Because, you know, the United States is the only country where pharmaceutical companies can advertise directly to consumers. And even though they have a responsibility to disclose the side effects, people still take them. How is it acceptable to the FDA that an antidepressant can make you suicidal, or that heartburn medication can give you burning stomach pain, or that a prescription for Alzheimer's can make you confused, or that a sleeping pill can wake you up, make you drive to a convenience store, and make you shoplift? How is it a pill that's supposed to keep you alive can kill you? Side effects. It is up to the wise physician, if you can find one, that knows your name, sees you more than a medical payment or a pacemaker, to recognize the side effects and to be the guardian at the gates. A doctor who cares about you and has the determination to find just the right dose, combination, beware the interactions, and come up with the perfect cocktail for you. And some are successful for a while, and patients do experience relief, but the process can be incredibly fragile. So we tread lightly here. Now, imagine law enforcement being part of the equation, being the final arbiter in how much medicine you could have, or if you're even allowed to have it. Or after you've taken your sleepy time dose of Ambien, federal officers burst into your bedroom, confiscate your bottle, take the money in your drawer, assuming you were dealing somatics, and haul you off to jail. How would that feel? What if that was one of the side effects? That's why I'm so grateful to the Supreme Court of California for unanimously voting to throw out the limits on medical marijuana in the Kelly case, deciding that it is between a doctor and a patient just how much medicine you need. Because harassment and incarceration were one of the worst side effects of using cannabis. It's funny, I tried to Google the side effects of marijuana just to be fair and balanced here, but the Cedars-Sinai site issued an immediate warning in response to my query. Inappropriate access attempts are recorded and may be audited. I guess the authorities are afraid patients will find out that the side effects of marijuana include and are not limited to aphrodisia, increase in appetite, alleviation of chronic pain, reduction in anxiety and euphoria. Just what the doctor ordered.